Okay, today is Daf Tes Zayin. We are on Tes Vavam Beis by the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Shvua. If a guy makes a Shvua, She'eni Yashan, that I won't sleep. She'eni Medaber, I won't speak. She'eni Mahalich, I won't walk. Usher. He can't speak, he can't walk, he can't talk. Why? He can't sleep either. Why? Because a Shvua is chal on something that doesn't have any mamashas, like sleep or walking. It is chal.
Tanachefza,
right. Shvua doesn't have to be on a chefza. Now, the next part of the mission is hard. If someone says, carbon lo ochalacha, a carbon lo ochalacha, ha carbon sh'ochalacha, or lo carbon lo ochalacha, if you make all these three statements, mutter. You didn't make an edda. Why not?
A brain teaser. What does the guy speak English?
Why not? So look at the round at the bottom. Mishum, dechi amar carbon lo ochalacha. When a guy says carbon lo ochalacha, iam rinan debechaye carbon mishtaba, shari. If he means the life of a carbon, that's mutter. Why? The carbon lav bar ishtabuihu. A carbon is not netherable, a live animal. V'yamrinan carbon yehei mashalo ochel mashalcha kamar. If you meant to say this carbon, what I don't eat, nami shari delo shavi iser carbon ela mashalo ochel. A neder can only be something you don't eat, not something you do eat. You can't answer something that you're not allowed to eat to something that you do eat. So basically, all these statements are nothing.
A carbon is a carbon. It's not ma'akir because of the eating.
I'm not 1,000% sure why these statements are no good. Even though I just read the Ran, I'm not 100% sure about them. And the last one is a double negative, yeah. Right? Low carbon, low ochel is mutter, because it's a double negative, right? So now
that's what the last piece of nether, carbon low ochel.
I don't know. Now, Mani Masnisen, who's the author of this Mishnah? So Remeir he. It's Remeir. Why? The Rabbi Yehuda. Because if it would be Rabbi Yehuda, we learned, lo shani le carbon, velo shani le ha carbon. It doesn't make a difference if it's carbon, ha carbon. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why should this be mutter? There's no reason. Therefore, it's aser. Aim a seifa, look at the seifa. It said, lo le carbon, lo ochel lecha mutter. Right? It said, le carbon, lo ochel lecha is mutter. However, v'adnan, but we learned in the Mishnah, by the way, this Mishnah was, I think, 3 days ago. Right? But 4 days ago. Vodnan, la carbon lo ochalacha, Remeir oser. Remeir said it's oser. How can you say over here it's mutter? V'amar Rabbi Abba, nasika omer, la carbon yehei, lafikach lo ochalacha, it's a carbon, you can't eat it, it's a nether. And over here we just said it's mutter. How can it be the same person, Remeir? Lokasha, Tanakasha. Ha, over there, right? Over there was the Omar La Carbon. You said one word. Ha, and over here, the Omar Lo La Carbon. You said two words. The Lo Have Carbon Ka Omar. You didn't say anything. It's not an ed there. That's why it's mutter over here.
Okay. What's the difference?
What?
I don't get the difference.
So we explained before, because when you say La Carbon with one word, it's La Carbon, which means no carbon, which means it's an ed there. And lo la carbon means no to a carbon that I won't eat, which is two negatives, which becomes a positive. Okay. Shvua lo ochalacha. Ha shvua sh'ochalacha. Lo shvua lo ochalacha. That's all asr. It's the exact same three as we said 5 minutes ago. That was a neder, and this is a shvua, which answers your question. Okay?
That's okay. It's a good effect about
Ashur. What?
It's an effect of Shua.
Now, what?
No,
we never said that.
What? The previous Ashur said it wasn't that. It was depending on...
Now, the Chiddush is...
I will not eat of yours.
1 minute.
One minute. What's the problem?
Because you said Shavua... How about this? Ha Shavua Sha'ochalacha. I make a shvu to eat with you. Now, awesome, I'll eat with you. How'd that happen? That's the chiddush of this Mishnah. The chiddush is what the Gemara is going to say right now. Mechlal, the ha shvua sha'ochel lecha. When a guy makes a shvua that I'm going to eat, you say three words. Shvua sha'ochel lecha. Delo achil namashma. What it means is, I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to eat with you.
How is saying an oath that I will eat of yours?
Right, means I won't eat with you.
Well, how do you figure?
How do you figure? Right.
Welcome to the world of.
Welcome to the Dharam.
Thank you.
So, Viruminu.
My fifth ground
is any clearer to you?
No.
Viruminu.
Again, Oslo, maybe other times.
Two at home and I don't read them. I read the
Viraminu. Yeah. But 1 second. You ready?
Yeah.
We learn. How could saying something positive be something negative? How could saying, I want to make a shvat, I'm going to eat with you, means I'm not going to eat with you? How could that be? So, Viraminu, once, not only, it doesn't logically, it doesn't really make sense. It goes against the halacha. Why? Because it's halacha like this. Everybody knows this Mishnah. It's a Shvuah Shtayim Shein Arba. I make a Shvuah. How many Shvuahs can I make regarding an item? The answer is 4. The Torah says 2, and the Rabbanan added another 2. What are they? Sha'ochel v'shalo ochel. A Shvuah I will eat with you, and a Shvuah I won't eat with you. Or Sha'achalti v'shalo achalti. Or past tense, a Shvuah I ate with you, a Shvuah I didn't eat with you. So you see clearly that when a man says a Shvuah, I will eat with you or I won't eat with you, it's 2 separate things. You can't twist it and say a Shvuah that I will eat with you means I won't eat with you. You can't twist it like that. There's a Mishnah in Shavuot that says there are 4 Shavuot. Midikama shalom ochel v'shachalti v'shalom achalti michlal v'shachal lecha d'achil namashna mashma. That when it says the guy makes a Shavuot I will eat with you, he means I will eat with you, and I won't eat with you. It's all backwards. How can that be? Right? Answers to Gemara. The Gemara, 2 answers here. Neither one is going to be you're going to like. Abaya, Amar Abaya, Abaya says, you know what the truth is? She'ochel shtei lashonos mashma. The word I will eat can be used in both contexts. It can mean I will eat, and it can mean I won't eat, and it depends on where you are. Listen to this. Hayimisar ben bolechel. They're pressuring you to eat. You buy shalos shudis, you buy a wedding, whatever it is, they're pressuring you to eat. V'amar achilna achilna. I'll eat. All right, I'll eat. I'll have some of that cake. V'su shvua sha'ochel. I swear I'm going to eat it. Isn't that obvious, the achilna mashma? That's obvious. That's the easy one. How about the next case? Aval amar, lo achilna, lo achilna. No, I'm on a diet. I'm not eating that cake. I'm not eating it. V'su amar shvua sha'ochel. I swear about eating it. Don't you mean the lo achilna amar? Didn't you mean to say you're not going to eat it? Try some of my wife's cake. It's so good. So delicious. No, I'm on a diet. Please. No. I swear about eating that cake. I'm not going to. You don't say I'm not going to do it. You say I swear about eating that cake.
In that context.
So doesn't that mean you're not going to eat it?
And only in that context.
So that's exactly what Abaye says. Abaye interprets the Mishnah to be talking about that context. So when a guy makes a shvul like that, he really means he's not going to eat it.
Only if someone prompted him before.
That's exactly what Abaye said. You're prompting him. You're pressuring him.
Oh, so in that situation.
In that situation.
You say the 3 words without that context.
Correct. Then it means what it says. I will eat means I will eat.
Sorry means to refuse and eat.
What? Right.
What? Sorry.
Right. Right. So, exactly. So but the context was, there's a pressure factor. So either do you give in to the pressure. All right, I'll do it. I swear I'll do it. Or no, I'm not doing it. I swear about that eating. I swear I'm not going to. You don't say I'm not going to do it. You say I swear about the eating. So it's obvious in the context, he means not to eat it. Now, okay?
Right. All I'm saying is, the Mishnah came out of cases now explaining that.
So the Mishnah was 3 lines. It was so cryptic.
Someone said to him before, eat it, you better eat
right.
it. And he's
right, so.
I swear about the eating.
It's not the first time in Shas where the Mishnah says something and the Gemara interprets it to mean only a specific case.
Only in that case.
Right, only in that case. Not the first time in Shas has happened. Not going to be the last time either. Happens a lot. Happens almost every Mishnah. Right? That's Abaye's answer. Rav Ashi Amar, listen to this answer. Tell me if you like this one better. She'ochel d'shvua. When you said she'ochel, you know what you really said? She'i'ochel ka'amar. You really didn't say she'ochel. You said she'i'ochel, which means I won't eat it. I won't eat it. So then that's a shvua. So it says the Gemara, 1 second, Im came pshita, my lememra. What's the chiddush in that? A guy makes a shvuah, I won't eat it. I don't need a mission to tell me that. So So Gemara says, no, ma'adutema, I would have thought, mekam lishna he de'iskale. I would have thought that somehow, that's not really what he said, it didn't sound like that, and there was some mix-up in his language. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Go to Ahmed Beis for a second. And what? So go to Ahmed Beis for a second before you have your question. Go to Ahmed Beis for a second. And it's the Ran in the middle of the skinny lines. You see where it says Mekam Lishnehu? Yeah. Kloma, you know what that means? Shaharich ba'alef. He lengthened the aleph. He said She'omer. Right? V'nire ka'omer she'i'ochel. It sounded like he said i'ochel. She'ochel. So it sounded a little bit like i'ochel. V'tesek adaiten hachi. And he must have meant that. L'fi she'ein derech b'nei adam lomer she'i'ochel. Nobody says i'ochel. Ella she'lo ochel. What, they talk like the Bible? Nobody does that. They talk like Gemara? It's not normal language. She'i'ochel. So I would have thought that's not a shvua. Because what is it? It's just he's couldn't get the language out right. Just fumfering with the language. That's all it is. No, it's not what it is. He meant to say she'i'ochel. I didn't really sound like that. Okay, it didn't sound like that. Maybe people don't do it like that, but it's still good. It's still that's what it is.
I'm just wondering Shakespearean people.
Exactly.
So she'i'ochel does not mean if you will eat.
What?
So it does not mean that
she'i'ochel means I won't eat.
Right, but usually she'i'ochel.
So now the Mishnah said Shavua shal ochel lecha, a shavua that you're going to eat with this guy, you're not allowed to eat with this guy. How could that be? So Abaye says it depends on the context, and Ravashi says no. What you said was she'i'ochel. You didn't say she'ochel. You said she'i'ochel. Nobody talks like that. Okay, you did. I. Then why? What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that we didn't really hear you say that.
What did the guy say? It is ridiculous. What?
He stuttered. Okay.
Yeah, he stuttered
a word, and therefore it's hard to understand.
Exactly.
The word says exactly she'ochel.
Right. So we're interpreting the Mishnah to say he didn't say she'ochel. That's what you heard. It sounded like that. It sounded like she'ochel with a little bit of a long aleph. You know what he really said? He really said she'i'ochel. Asks the Gemara, what's the chiddush? Then he said a lashon of a neder. The chiddush is, you didn't really hear like that. So I would have thought, doesn't sound a neder. I didn't hear him say that. He didn't really say it. He just doesn't have, he doesn't know how to speak well.
Why did the Ran right away interpret it as
she'ochel? The Mishnah says that.
I understand, but why?
Because it says usher.
No, but
so how can it be usher?
She'i'ochel.
It's a Ravashi. Ravashi is explaining. Now, Ravashi is explaining. What could this Mishnah possibly mean?
Yeah, it's very hard.
Now, Abaye lo amar tam kiravashi.
Excuse me. What did you say again?
Abaye. Right. Well,
you gotta get off that. Seriously, you gotta get off that.
Now, Abaye.
Yeah, positive.
Exactly.
The whole Midorim.
Come on. The word is the Mishnah is she'ochel. That was saying, well, he meant she'i'ochel.
So listen to.
Listen, it doesn't make sense otherwise.
So listen to the next line of the Gemara. Abaye lo amar tam kravashi. Abaye didn't want to hold like Ravashi. Abaye did not want to hold like Ravashi. Delo katani she'i'ochel. It's not what it says. It's not what it says. It doesn't say that.
Right.
And Ravashi nadi min tam da Abaye. Ravashi didn't want to hold like Abaye. Why not? Why?
I couldn't say lo katani. I never heard this.
Yeah, because there's a funny lush in the dorm. And Ravashi didn't want to hold like Abaye. What did Abaye say? Abaye said it depends on the context. Because the word ochel could mean ochel, or it could mean lo ochel. Says Ravashi. And remember we had a mission that said there are four lashonos?
Yeah.
Ochel, lo ochel, ochalti, lo ochalti. Says Ravashi, then what about lo ochel? Couldn't that also mean ochel?
Reverse.
Depending on the context, right? Kasavar, shalo ochel, nami mashmashte lashonos. Not to eat also implies two lashonos. For example, again, it depends on what's going on. They want him to eat, he doesn't want to eat, and they're pressuring him, eat. No, I'm not going to eat. Vamar nami shvua. And he makes a shvua. Bein she'ochel, bein she'lo ochel. Whether he says ochel or lo ochel, hadein achilna mashma damar. Right? What does it mean? Hadein achil namashma damar. Right.
An oath that I will eat.
So even if you say lo ochel, it could still mean I'm going to eat. V'ikal l'tirut inami lishn l'shivua shal ochel shvul lo achil l'kamar. And this word lo ochel could mean both contexts. Ela tana paska shal ochel lo achil l'mashma shal ochel lo ochel mashma. Says Rav Ashi, I don't agree with that. Eating means eating, not eating means not eating, and therefore I have to give my reason that he said a funny way. He said it in a funny way. And the chiddush is, he didn't say it exactly, but it must be that. There's nothing else it could be. Okay?
What was the terrace on the four negatives? On the four
what do you mean?
Saying it,
yeah,
in the negative sense. Loyal.
Right. So the answer is, because
he says it's no such thing?
Exactly, that's why he rejects it. Okay. Good? Okay.
That's good.
Okay, next Mishnah. This Mishnah is much easier. Much easier. It's much easier, Gemara. We're going to see. Let's read it.
One thing, using Lashon, broken Hashem's name, whatever, getting Hashem involved with it, wouldn't you think he'd be a little clearer? Not so cryptic?
You would think that.
You have to deal with the Metzias. Make him feel good. You have to deal with the Metzias.
What Metzias?
What it is.
This makes any sense.
We can't.
The given is, it doesn't make sense. The given is also that we have no idea what this guy's talking about, and he has no idea why he said it. Once
by the way,
it
never says in the entire Shas. There's no Mishnah or Gemara in Shas that says you should keep Shabbos. There's no Mishnah that says that. You know why? Because it's not controversial. There's only a Mishnah. What if you're carrying like this and then this happens? Because the easy thing, there's no Mishnah. There's no Mishnah that says don't bow down to an idol. There's no Mishnah that says that. Right? There's no Mishnah that says keep your promises.
Why do you need a Mishnah for it?
Exactly. Now, why are they so cryptic? I don't know. It's very cryptic. I thought it's Mishnayos. You learn Mishnayos a lot. There's harder Mishnayos and other Mishnayos.
Harder?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
So cryptic. Now,
I don't understand what any of this is talking about. Nobody says why they said it, but that's just the way it is.
That's the problem with these das. These das, either you do them in 30 minutes or it takes 3 hours. To do it right, it will take 3 hours. All your questions are answered. Answer to all your questions. Okay. Next. This is how the Ran reads this. That's how Shavuos are worse than Nedarim. That's how. We just explained how, right? V'chomer b'Nedarim mi b'Shavuos. And there are some ways that Nedarim are worse than Shavuos. Ketzad how? Amar. A guy makes it like this. Konen sukkah sha'ani oseh. I usher to myself the sukkah that I'm going to make. It doesn't mean that I'm going to make it. It means I'm going to sit it. It doesn't mean make. Or lulav shani notel, the lulav I'm going to take. Or tefillin shani meniach, or tefillin that I'm going to be meniach. Bin nedarim usher. If a guy makes a neder like that, he can't sit in the sukkah. He can't sit in the sukkah.
Yes, sir.
In any sukkah. Yeah, any sukkah. And however, b'shavuos mutter. But on Shavuos, if a guy makes a Shavuah not to sit in the sukkah, he's allowed to sit in the sukkah. Why? He can't make a Shavuah over a mitzvah, but a neder he can. What's the difference?
If you think about how it works, the neder and the davar, it doesn't work that way.
What do you mean?
The neder works on yourself, the davar works on the item.
Right. So now, but a neder is now making a neder and Shavuah.
I understand, but he's making the neder like in the davar.
Correct.
But that's not how it is.
Well, it could be like that.
You do neder and a
double. No, but there's no such thing as a double by the double is not by kavanos.
I see, but every one of these things is corner is.
What?
Turns it into that type of.
Right. So the Gemara is going to sort of ask your question. The Rishonim asked the following question. How about this? How about the Yisei of Sukkah, Shividocha, the lowest Yisei of your neder? Say Docha, lowest Yisei. So the answer is because there's also an assay by Nadarim. What? A little bit. The assay is that you should. There's an assay. Kachal hayotz be piv yaseh. Whatever you say, you should keep. So it's an assay and a los assay, which can't be doche, which can't be doche.
You should say, I will not sit in this sukkah.
So let's do the Gemara, and then see if you have any questions. Chomer, it says chomer. Michlal de nederhu. It says that it's worse, right? Now that was. Look at the Ran. It's the first mid-level line. You see what it says, Mechlal de Nederhu?
Yeah.
Okay, Midiktani Shavua Chamur mi Neder. Since we said before, the Mishnah starts off, we just said all the ways that a shvu is worse than a neder. That implies that it's a neder, but a shvu is worse. The problem is, those weren't in the dharm. Those weren't in the dharm at all. A guy makes a neder on his sleep, it's not a neder. Not that it's worse, it's nothing. Right? Mashma, the neder, nami ikki isura, the neder is also asur. Ella de chamer, the lo chamer ki shvua. It's not as bad as a shvua. It's not true, it's nothing. So the Gemara says, back on the top line, ha mutter katani, it's mutter. Those in the dharm in the previous mesechus, on the previous pages were mutter. Why were they mutter? Because not in the dharm. So the Gemara says, "Asefa de idrich bababa katani." It's going on the seifa. Shvua she'eni yashan she'eni medaber she'eni mahalech aser zechomer b'shvua b'bin adarim. That's worse. Why? So the Ran explains because that's aser midrabanan. We said the other day that if a guy makes a neder not to sleep, no neder, no such thing. Why? Because sleep is not mamashas. But midrabanan, we said it is a neder. But you know what? Rabbanan's not as bad as daraisa. Okay, now that is the Now we're going to do the main part of the daf, which is the issue of the mitzvos. So next line: Chomer b'nedar mi b'shavuos ketan. Rav Kahana masni amar of Gidol amar Rav. Rav Tivyumi masni amar of Gidol amar Shmuel. Menayin she'ein nishboyin laver al hamitzvos. How do you know you cannot make a shavua to violate a mitzvah? How do you know that? Why can't I make a shavua? I'm not going to go sit in the sukkah. How do you know that? Shit Talmud Lomar, it says, Lo Yachel Devaro. You cannot go back on your word. Devaro Lo Yachel. You can't go back on your word. Avol Mechal Hu L'Chefti Shemayim. But you can go back on Hashem's word. So when Hashem told you to sit in the sukkah, and you make a neder, you're not going to sit in the sukkah. You're allowed to sit in the sukkah. Why? Because your neder is not chal. Your shvu, I'm sorry, is not chal. Now, why? Now the Gemara is going to ask, so then why is your neder chal? Why is your neder
chal? He's going on a
shvur
right now?
A shvur right now. Now, maishna neder? Why is a neder different? Tichsiv, it says, Ish ki yidor neder l'Hashem, l'yachal devoro. Shvur nami haksiv, o yishav ha-shvur l'Hashem, l'yachal devoro. It's the same pasuk. That's the same pasuk there. Right? It's the exact same pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Lamed. So why is a shvur not chal and a neder is yes chal? Why?
Because we have control.
No. So I'll tell you the honest truth. The Gemara is going to give an answer now, and the Ran, there's going to be two answers in the Rishonim. I think that the answer is a very, very hard answer. Right? What's the difference between neder and a shvua? So simply, Amar Abaya says like this. Here's the answer. Here's Abaya's answer. Ha de Amar hana'as sukkah alai. One, by a neder you say the hana'ah of sukkah is usher to me. Ha de Amar shvua shelo ehene min ha-sukkah. A guy makes a shvua not to have hana from a sukkah. In other words, if I make a shvua, I'm not going to sit in that sukkah or any sukkah. Let's look at the Ran. What did Abaye just say? Abaye said it's a question of hana. In a chinami, there's no difference between the mitzvah. The difference is the hana. So I can't make a neder that I'm not going to have hana from that sukkah. But I'm sorry, I can make a neder. I'm not going to have enough from that sukkah, but I can't make a shvua like that. What's the difference? We just said words. What's the difference? Right? Abaye made a statement. The difference is hana. How's that a difference?
Because the Torah, if I can take a lulav, Torah says I should shekel a lulav, I'll shekel the lulav, but doesn't mean I can enjoy it.
That's Ravis Taina. That's Ravis Taina in a minute.
I'm saying the same thing I said before.
Exactly.
What is
the goal? He's saying it's Chesagavra.
Exactly.
So let's see. Let's see if that's what he's saying. So look at the Ran. The Ran is Had Amar Hanah Sukkah Alai Had Amar Shvua Shelo Ehena Misukkah. You see that Ran? Klomar Svarahu. It's a Svara. Dila Hashem. That the word Dila Hashem in that pasuk. Lo Koi Ashvua. It doesn't go on the Shavua. Ella akiyidor neder. It only goes on the neder part. In other words, your Shavua, your neder to not do a mitzvah is only chal on a neder, not a Shavua. Why? Mishum de neder bedinhu sheyachul al dvar mitzvah. You can be mochel on it. Lefi shehu oser al atzmo hana'as sukkah. You aser on yourself the hana of a sukkah. Shaloshon neder kahu. That's the lashon of a neder. Ve'ema achilin es ha'adam davar ha'asr lo. Once you make that shavua, that neder, I'm sorry, we can't feed you something that's also to you. Did we just explain that well? Aval bat lashon shavua hainu shlo eishiv basukah. I'm not going to sit in that sukkah. V'lo kol haymenu lafki atzum mitzvah sukkah. She mitzvah bo. You can't do that. You can't not do a mitzvah. You're mechuyav to do a mitzvah. So in other words, what I think the Ron's saying is, you're not allowed to say, I'm not going to sit in that sukkah. But you're allowed to say, the sukkah is going to be something that I'm not going to sit in. Or some language like that. You can't ask her sitting in a sukkah.
I swear I will not sit in your sukkah.
Yes. That no, you can't. What? I don't know. I don't know. You're changing the case.
But you're not going to
don't change the case. Don't change the case. You have a hard enough time figuring out the case. What's the difference? I won't sit in the sukkah. That you're not allowed to say. Right? That you're not allowed to say. What are you allowed to say? The hana of a sukkah I won't have. What's the difference?
Because you're not going to the mitzvah.
What?
You're not going against the mitzvah.
What do you mean? You have a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, you're not doing it.
Excuse me, I can sit in the sukkah. Doesn't say I have to enjoy it. Look at this, I'm enjoying my mitzvah. It's beautiful.
That's what the Shita Mikubetza says. The Shita Mikubetza says that when you say, I'm not sitting in that sukkah, it's a bazillion. It goes against the Torah, and we're not going to let that stand.
I don't want to sit in that sukkah.
We're not going to let that stand.
I cannot sit in that sukkah.
No. Now you're changing the case. I don't think it makes a difference.
No.
So I don't like you. I don't like you, so I'm not going to sit in your sukkah. But I'll sit in my own sukkah.
Yeah.
So then you're sitting in a sukkah. Then you're sitting in a sukkah.
That's not the case.
No, we're talking about you're not going to sit in any sukkah.
What? He didn't say that.
I will not sit in any sukkah.
And if it means any sukkah. It means any sukkah.
Any sukkah means any sukkah.
It means you're not going to do the mitzvah. You're not going to do that. I'm not putting on tefillin. I'm not doing
it. It's the same thing as saying I'm not putting on tefillin.
It's not putting on tefillin. I'm not putting on his tefillin. It's not the case. The case is you're not doing the mitzvah at all. I don't like you. I don't want to touch your lulav. That's a different story. We're not talking about that.
So what happened to
Mitzvah Lav Lehem Lehem Lehem? That's Rav is tying in a second. One second. It's the world of Abaya. This Abaya's distinction is Hana. What kind of distinction is that? We just read the Ran. We understand it?
I don't really get it.
So the Shita Mikubetza says, he says that when someone says, I'm not going to sit in the sukkah, it looks like he's kicking the sukkah, doesn't have anything to do with the sukkah, doesn't have a mitzvah of a sukkah, and that we don't sanction. We don't sanction that. We don't sanction such going off the derech like that. We don't sanction it. However, when you say all this double talk and triple talk with Nadarim, it's not so brazen. I'm asking me and the Hana, all this language over here. So therefore, it's okay.
What's okay?
That's, therefore, the neder is okay. The neder, not the sinasuk, is chal. Because it's not so directly in violation of the Torah. Right. What's it? A neder is chal. If a guy makes a neder,
a neder is chal.
A guy makes it, I'm not going to put on tefillin, he's not allowed to put on tefillin. If he puts on tefillin, he violates his neder. But if a guy makes a shivu, I'm not going to put on tefillin, go better put on that tefillin. I made a neder. No, the neder doesn't count. I'm sorry, the shivu doesn't count. Right? What's the difference? So we said to Ran, don't really get it. Abaya said Hana. The Ran tried to explain it, we don't really get it. I still don't get it. Shita Mikubetza says, one's more direct, one's more indirect. Direct, we don't sanction that. Indirect, okay, that's a bit. We don't get that either. This is all the world of Abaya. Amar Rava, one second. V'chi mitzvos lehenos litnu. Nothing. To, what do you mean? Mitzvahs have nothing to do with Hana. Like you said, Mr. Shiver, you shake a lulav, and Hana out of that. There are some mitzvahs you get Hana out of.
Right?
Eating challah, gishmak. That's not what we mean. Right? Some mitzvahs are not so gishmak. Killing a Amaleki baby is not so gishmak. You don't get so much Hana out of that. Still a mitzvah. Right? Some mitzvahs, but the point is that mitzvahs in general are not given for Hana. So the distinction can't be about Hana. That can't be. Ella Amar Rava a different pshat. Hada Amar Yeshivas Sukkah Alai. Hada Amar Shvua Shlo Eishem Basukkah. The difference is when I make a neder. This difference is Mati Chesed Gavra.
That's a bias. Yeah,
no, it's not a bias. Rava. A bias at Hana. Rava says I'm not allowed to make a neder. I won't sit in that sukkah. But I'm allowed to make a neder. That sukkah won't. It's also to me. Because you can't ask yourself to sit in a sukkah. That you can't do. You can ask the sukkah on you. That's Rava's difference.
One's the object and one's the
sukkah. Right. Now, by the way, look at the Ran. It's the last Ran before the lines get even wider. The Im Tamar says the Ran. If someone makes an edel like that, which Rava says is good, my hava hadava she'ein bo mamashu. What kind of thing is that?
Sitting, you mean?
Sitting. So now we have to refine it. V'yishlamer, no. Here's what you say. Hachamay iskinan. Kigod da amar konam sukkah yeshiva alai. Right?
Yeshivasa
alai. You have to make it in such a way where the object of the neder is the sukkah, not the sitting. Right? The object of the neder is the sukkah, not the sitting. The sitting doesn't have any mamashas to it. The object of the neder now is the sukkah.
And not the person.
And not the person, and not the sitting either. And then it's good.
So what is it?
So what is it? What kind of nether is that?
You have to sit. You stand.
See, the problem I have is, at the end of the day, you said the same bottom line. The bottom line is, you're not keeping the Torah. And the Torah said to keep it, and you can, no, I'm making the nether not to keep it. Right. So how's that?
Right. It's all like semantics. The bottom line is, you're not going to be doing a mitzvah.
Right. Yet, there's a big difference. Abaye b'chal, I don't understand. Rava, at least I understand it. I get it. Right? It's chefs of gavra, so I get that. The gavra you're not allowed to do, the chesed you're allowed to do. Because inherently, what is that? It's a booth. So that's what it is. Right? There's a mitzvah for me to sit in a sukkah. There's no mitzvah for the sukkah that I should sit in it. There's no mitzvah on the sukkah. The mitzvah's on me. So if I ask for the sukkah, I didn't do anything wrong. It's a loophole? Yes.
When they say sukkah, they mean tefillin too.
Tefillin, there's a mitzvah for me to wear tefillin. There's no mitzvah on the tefillin. The mitzvah's on me. Right, the tefillin don't get anything out of it. I get.
Right.
So I can't ask for myself I'm wearing tefillin. But I can ask for the tefillin on me. Because the tefillin is just a chesa. Just no difference between a tefillin and a cookie. No difference.
At the end of the day, it's the same result. I'm not going to be wearing.
At the end of the day, it's the same result. So how are we allowing the semantics to go by? The answer is that's what the Dharma's about. It's about semantics. Wanted to do the, yeah. Now the Gemara just says she'enish boyin la'avol amitzvah mehacha nafkalei. That's where you learn it out. It's mehasam nafkalei. It's from a different place. Titania. Yachal. I would think nishma levata la mitzvah. A guy makes a shvua not to do a mitzvah. V'lo bitel, right? Yachal yehei chayiv, right? You should be chayiv a carbon. Let's say he makes a shvua not to wear tefillin.
He's swearing falsely.
He makes a shvua. I'm not going to wear tefillin. And he wears tefillin. I would think you did an avera. You violated your shvua. No, it's ridiculous. Let's get to the Mishnah. Lahara o lahetev. Says by Yeshua, good or bad. Ma lahetev ma hatava rishus af hara rishus. Shua is only involved with things that are rishus. Yatza nishpa levatel as a mitzvah v'lo bitel shena rishus biyado. Right? Excluded is when you make a shavua not to do a mitzvah and then you go ahead and do the mitzvah. Of course it's not a violation of your shavua, because your shavua wasn't chal. Don't worry about it. It's not a rishus. You don't have not, right? So that's another source. So why do we need two sources for the same idea? So the Gemara says, chad kral lemifterei carbon mi shavua v'chad lemifterei min lav the shavua. There are two ideas. You have to bring a carbon if you violate a shavua, and also you get an avera. So one pasuk is to tell you that there's no avera, and one pasuk is to tell you that there's no avera when you make a shvua like that and don't keep it. And one pasuk tells me that if you make a shvua not to do a mitzvah and you do the mitzvah, you don't bring a carbon either. That's why there are two different makaras.
And you don't get malchus.
And you don't get malchus for sure not. Why? Because you already commanded and the shvua is not chal.
Yeah, but that shvua never got off the ground.
Correct.
That's it. It's dead in the
water. Basically. So maybe I think you have to bring a carbon. You only have to bring a carbon. Nothing. It's
a. The guy drives us crazy with all these large calculations. Deserves multiples.
So that's it. We got to the Mishnah. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.
I could spend a whole day reviewing.